10Y, 5M. 10 years in 5 minutes. Join us in celebrating a decade of groundbreaking collaboration at NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Switzerland. Members and friends share their experiences and insights from our remarkable journey together. Be part of our 10th anniversary celebration, where innovation meets inspiration. NCCR, Molecular Systems Engineering, shaping the future together.
If I look back, I see this development, which is exceptional, because this NCCR gives one the possibility to build up projects, plans that are normally not feasible with other funding instruments. And this is one of the big advantages of this NCCRs. I remember back where we started, and we started actually looking for and exploring building blocks to perform some bottom-up assembly of new molecular systems, so molecular systems that are actually new to nature from scratch, right? So we were pursuing this, and I must say that this was actually already quite pioneering at that time and very ambitious to want to do such things, such assemblies, complex assemblies of nanoscale, nanofactories, molecular systems, name it, right? And looking back, I see that we had the possibility to be supported and develop and engineer, so select specific proteins for specific applications in molecular systems, change them, engineer them genetically or chemically afterwards. And now we have actually assembled them already, right? And are now using them. And I just see one example, and that was an example that was mentioned in the initial NCCR, and that was 10 years ago from what I was informed, so time flies. And we had a figure actually in that proposal to the Swiss National Foundation. And I have to say that we only got published this like a few weeks ago, and that was an vision that our colleague and friend Daniel Müller had several years ago, and that we managed to realize only recently. And just to illustrate how time-consuming such projects can be, right? And this is something everybody understands. It was a simple idea, fundamental idea, and that was namely to change the pH of a solution by light. So you illuminate, right? And you can change the pH. You can make it acidic, you can make it basic, you can hold a specific pH value in a solution thanks to light, right? And that was the vision, but it took 10 years to have it published. And recently we could publish it with Daniel Müller, and I'm very happy of this. And this is actually a nice example. So where are we going? What I can tell you right now is that everything takes always more time than expected, than on paper. That's one of the realities. And where we are going is that we still have a lot of work before us. It's not done after 12 years. I'm sure that this NCCR will lever for further projects, further grants, and that all of us from the consortium will for sure continue doing things that started during this NCCR, because 12 years sounds like a lot of time, but time flies.